This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Bharat Tech's 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Bharat Tech's 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14 to 17 at the Bharat Mandapam. The event brings together the entire textile value chain, from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. The Bharat Tech platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. It will also feature a global-scale conference featuring over 70 conference sessions, roundtables, panel discussions and masterclasses. Prime Minister Modi has said that India is not only at the center of global discussions about the future, but is also leading these discourses. Addressing a summit organized by a media house in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, India enjoys a position globally which it had never enjoyed before. He noted that confidence in India is stronger than ever, be it major nations or global platforms. The Prime Minister asserted that India has been on a rapid development trajectory since 2014. He highlighted that in just a decade, India became one of the top five economies of the world. Mr. Modi also highlighted that his government has transformed the fear of business into the ease of doing business. At least 15 people died and many were injured in a stampede at the New Delhi railway station last evening. Officials said that the stampede was preceded by a swelling crowd of passengers waiting to board trains to Prayagraj. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed a sorrow regarding the stampede. In a social media post, the president said that she is deeply anguished to know about the loss of lives in a stampede at New Delhi railway station. She extended condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also expressed grief over the incident. Mr. Modi said that he is distressed by the stampede and his thoughts are with all those who have lost their loved ones. He said that the authorities are assisting all those who have been affected by this stampede. In a social media post, Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the situation is now under control. He mentioned that four special trains were immediately deployed for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj to help clear the crowd. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that he spoke to Mr. Vaishnav, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi V.K. Saxena and other concerned officials regarding the accident. Mr. Shah said that instruction has been issued to provide all possible help to everyone. Talking to Akashvani News, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, said that 10 lakh rupees compensation will be given to the families of the deceased.
रेलवे द्वारा मृतकों के परिजनों को 10 लाख रुपए, गंभीर रूप से घायल लोगों को 2.5 लाख रुपए और मामूली रूप से घायल लोगों को 1 लाख रुपए के मुआवजे का ऐलान किया है और मुआवजा वितरित भी किया जा रहा है। और जो मृतक दूर के रहने वाले हैं, दूर क्षेत्रों के रहने वाले हैं, उनको डेड बॉडी भेजने के लिए रेलवे का एक स्टाफ ही उनको अकंपनी कर रहा है।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Norwegian Finance Minister and incoming chair of the Munich Security Conference, Jens Stoltenberg, in Munich. They had a useful exchange on evolving global security architecture. Dr. Jaishankar also met Argentina's Foreign and Trade Minister Gerardo Vertain on the sidelines of the conference. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister said they discussed further expansion in India-Argentina trade and investment. Another special flight carrying 116 illegal Indian immigrants from the United States landed at Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport in Amritsar late last night. Of these, 65 are from Punjab, 33 from Haryana, and others from Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, and Jammu and Kashmir. The Amritsar District Administration has made all necessary arrangements at the airport, where Punjab's NRI Affairs Minister Kuldeep Singh Dhaliwal met the deputies from the state. In Women's Premier League 2025, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 2 wickets in a thrilling encounter at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last night. Mumbai Indians, batting first after being put in, were dismissed for 164 runs in 19.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.